You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on JPR. I'm Mike Green. To kill or not to kill? That is the question. If you're unfamiliar with the fight over the barred owl, we're talking with experts on the issue, pro and con. We recently talked with Tom Wheeler, Executive Director of the Environmental Information Center, or EPIC, about his support of a plan to kill hundreds of thousands of barred owls. My guest today is Pepper Trail, the forensic ornithologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Laboratory in Ashland. Welcome, Pepper.
Thank you. Glad to be on. I will just note that I'm retired from the forensics lab, although I did work there for 23 years.
Excellent. Thank you for that correction. So let's start at the beginning for people who don't know. What is a barred owl, and what should we know about it?
Well, the barred owl is a species of owl that is native to eastern North America, and beginning in the early 1900s, it began to expand its range westward across southern Canada and Montana and reached the Pacific Northwest, Washington, and Oregon in the 1970s, as far as we know. And once it arrived, it found itself in competition with the spotted owl, which is a species native to this part of the Northwest, and that's well known as being an old growth dependent species and one which was intimately involved in the development of logging policy in the 1980s, which greatly reduced the amount of old growth logging on federal lands.
Well, it's interesting that you say they're native to the eastern coast. What changed? What caused them to start coming west?
Well, the question of a definition of native is really at the heart of this. But what apparently led them to expand was that they are forest owls. Both the barred owl and the spotted owl are forest owls. They need trees. And the expanse of the Great Plains with very few trees was a barrier for them to get across to reach the forests of the West Coast. When settlers moved into the Great Plains, they planted trees. They planted, you know, shelter belts, and they just had trees around their homes. They also suppressed fire, which increased the growth of trees in certain areas. And these changes in the environment, combined with milder winters in the boreal forests of southern Canada, all probably contributed to the ability of the barred owl to expand into the Pacific Northwest.
So we created an ecological highway.
Yeah, you could put it that way. There's debate about how much various factors played into the expansion of the owl, but it does seem that human modification of the environment was certainly a factor.
Well, we can look back and say that prior to the Europeans moving west, the barred owl was still in its native habitat. Would that be correct?
Yeah, there's some actually interesting genetic information that suggests that there may have been barred owls in the west for much longer than we realize, but that may have been a pretty infrequent event, and they didn't seem to be part of the regular ecosystem of this region until those habitat changes happened.
So now there are folks saying that they are disruptive to the ecosystem here. Tell me how.
Well, they are absolutely a new element in the ecosystem, and they are, without question, a threat to spotted owls. Barred owls are somewhat bigger than spotted owls. They're very closely related. They look quite similar. But the barred owl is a bit bigger. It's more aggressive, and it has much more, it's much more adaptable. It has a broader range of food that it likes to eat. It has a much wider range of habitats that it can successfully occupy and nest in. And so this more competitive species is without question impacting spotted owls. And there have been some experiments that were done by the Fish and Wildlife Service where they did shoot barred owls. They removed barred owls from areas with spotted owls. And they documented that the declines of spotted owls in those areas stopped. And in some cases, the spotted owl populations even began to increase a little bit in the absence of barred owls. I don't think there's any scientific question that barred owls are a threat to spotted owls.
So talk about the plan to manage the barred owl population. Who's behind it and why?
Well, the question really comes down to how it is appropriate, in what way is it appropriate for us to intervene in ecosystem dynamics of this kind. And the Fish and Wildlife Service, operating under the Endangered Species Act, and the spotted owl is a threatened species listed under the Endangered Species Act, they have interpreted their mandate under that law is to do absolutely everything to save the spotted owl, even when its threat is from another species. Now, this is where the question of the native versus non-native really becomes very important. And Fish and Wildlife has declared the barred owl to be non-native to the Pacific Northwest, and that is the justification they use for killing, as you say, prospectively, is hundreds of thousands of these barred owls. Barred owls are a native North American bird, and so they are protected by a law called the Migratory Bird Treaty Act, and you can't just go out and shoot them. You have to have a permit from the government to do that, and that permit has to be justified for a particular reason. And in this case, Fish and Wildlife is saying it's justified because it's the only way that we have to save the spotted owl. My problem, and the problem of many other scientists and just the general public, comes from the fact that by defining the unassisted spread of a species into a new habitat as making that species non-native, that is a very biologically unrealistic definition, because species ranges are changing all the time, and they will be changing more rapidly than ever because of climate change. And in fact, we will want their ranges to change in order for them to survive. Some national parks are even considering relocating species in order to protect them. And here we have a case where a species has relocated itself in response to environmental changes, which is what species always do. And they've reached a new area. And in that new area, they have proved themselves to be competitively superior to an established native bird. I love spotted owls. I would be extremely sad if they went extinct, but this really is evolution in action. This is a case where a competitor has arrived in an area under its own power, wasn't brought here, wasn't deliberately brought or even accidentally brought, and it is doing what species do.
Well, it's evolution, but not according to our laws. My guest is Pepper Trail, the retired forensic ornithologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Laboratory in Ashland. So what are the pros and cons to shooting the barred owl? What are the alternative options?
Well, there's one of the biggest issues that I see, other than what I've just described, is that it is I believe, ultimately, a futile activity. The plan is envisioned to be ongoing for 30 years, over which time span, as you said, they envision the possibility of killing over 400,000 barred owls, 400,000. And in the end, I believe that would accomplish precisely nothing except to maintain the owls in small areas where the barred owls were continually removed. The experiments that they did earlier, where they removed barred owls and the spotted owl populations improved, they showed that this strategy could work, but they also showed that it could only work if it continued indefinitely. When they stopped the experiment, when they stopped killing barred owls came right back, and the spotted owl decline continued. And so there is no prospect that barred owls can be eliminated from the Pacific Northwest. Fish and Wildlife Service does not think that that's possible. That's not a goal that they have, because for one thing, there are many, many barred owls on private lands that will not be affected by this rule. And so there will always be barred owls. They will always be more competitive than spotted owls, and they will always be a threat to the species. And I don't think that it is a reasonable plan to consider killing barred owls forever in order to maintain a species which, unfortunately, isn't able to hold its own.
So what I'm hearing you say is that the plan is futile and that it's impossible to kill enough barred owls in perpetuity to accomplish what they want to accomplish, and that is to save the spotted owl. I don't even know if it's possible to kill 13,000 plus barred owls every year in perpetuity, or at least for 30 years. I don't know if that's even possible. But if it were, you're saying it wouldn't work anyway. So are the spotted owls doomed?
Well, what I advocated, and this is the final plan, which is the ultimate decision arising out of a draft plan that came out last November. That draft plan had six different alternatives, and what I recommended and many other biologists recommended was that the Fish and Wildlife choose one of the alternatives, which was focused specifically on areas where barred owls have not yet established large populations. And those areas are a few areas in southern Oregon, but mostly areas in northern California and especially in the Sierra Nevadas. And basically, if you could do a program of barred owl removal that was very precisely and intensively focused on those areas to prevent barred owl populations from becoming established, then those areas could be refuges for spotted owls. Now, you would have to continue this in perpetuity, probably, which is a problem, but it would involve killing far fewer barred owls, and it would actually accomplish something. It would actually maintain large areas that were free of barred owls. The plan, as proposed by Fish and Wildlife, goes from the Olympic Peninsula, where 94% of the barred owl, or the spotted owl populations, territories rather, are occupied by barred owls. 94% are already taken over by barred owls, all the way through the range. And in those areas, I just think it's futile to try to hold the line in many areas where large barred owl populations are already established. What we should be doing, if we want to save spotted owls somewhere, is to focus on areas where that can actually work. And those are the areas where large barred owl populations are not yet established.
So what I'm hearing you say is that we should have spotted owl reservations.
Almost. I prefer the word refuges or sanctuaries, but yeah, you could look at it that way. Places that are really defended and kept for spotted owls, as opposed to just trying to eliminate them, barred owls, across a huge landscape where they're firmly established.
Wouldn't you still need armed guards?
Well, you would need a program of monitoring. You'd need to go in every year and search for barred owls and get rid of those barred owls that we're trying to get established. But as I said, it would be a much, much smaller number than it would be to try to do this across the whole range. And I think it would have the possibility of succeeding.
Well, we'll have to leave it there. Unfortunately, we've run out of time. Pepper Trail, the retired forensic ornithologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service Laboratory in Ashland, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you.